Let us all say amen. 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 I want to thank those brothers that have participated thus far in our worship service on this morning. Amen. I want to say good morning to everyone. Let me just kind of share some. Turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 8 before I get in this message. Brother Quincy said something. I think it's good to understand that when things happen, that we can see God when things happen. In Genesis chapter number 8, and it's the last verse, number 22, God said, Genesis 8 and verse number 22. The Bible says, God said, through Moses who wrote it, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. So when we see things like this, that lets us know God is still in control. Yes, God said we're going to have cold, we're going to have, when it get 100, when it get 100, and it's coming. Yeah, God said, you will know that I'm God because of the conditions. You're going to have summer, you're going to have winter, you're going to have cold, you're going to have heat because God is in control. When we stop having it, that lets us know God said it shall not cease. So what is my responsibility, Brother Stroud, to that? Yeah, meet me in Matthew chapter 18. Yeah. Matthew chapter 18. We're going to get into our message this morning. Jesus said in Matthew 18 and verse number 20. Yeah. Even though we're going to have cold and we're going to have heat, and I'm talking to those now that are able. Now, I'm not speaking. We're praying prayer for all of those. Those are Christians, especially those saints that serve here at Highland Heights. Those that are sick and shut in. Those that are hospitalized. Those that are under care. That's not who I'm speaking to. But I'm speaking to those that are able. Jesus said, in verse number 20 of Matthew 18, for where there are two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Realize Jesus is here. He's here. Yeah, he's here, and we are worshiping him. And I want to just keep before us always those that are Christian, that are able, that are not home. You are not doing what the Lord said do. Yeah, we're going to have cold. And if it get too inclement, we know that we also have to take precautions to stay safe. Amen. Yeah, that's just being, God gave us some common sense. Yeah, when the roads are out there, I told my co-workers today, we had on a conference call, I said, let me tell y'all something. Now, we got a meeting on Tuesday, but let me let y'all know this here. I don't challenge the weather, and I don't challenge the road, so y'all won't see me. Yeah, y'all. Yeah, and later on, I got an email from the sergeant said, there will be no meeting on Tuesday. Yeah, you were going to be minus one. Amen. Yeah, we want to take precautions to be safe, but I'm also saying I want to be mindful of us, put us in a mindset that we're going to have seasons. The Lord said that.
That's right.
But during those seasons, it may be hot, it may be cold, but if I'm able, I want to understand from what Jesus said, Jesus is here right now, and he's watching my worship. He's watching our worship. He's mindful of my preaching. As I said before the congregation, we want to keep for the congregation, I work for a living. Also, I preach to please God. Yeah. And it's my responsibility, you'll see it in the text, that it's my responsibility to study God's word, that what I'm sharing with you, all I am is the mailman. My job is to deliver the mail.
That's right.
My job, I don't write what the letter says. I just deliver the letter. My responsibility, as Paul told Timothy, is to rightly divide it, the word of God, to the level that it is logical and simple, that you can understand what God word. How can I do what God say do if I don't understand what God say do? That's my preacher's job. Amen? So on this morning, meet me in Philippians. Well, I got to start and say why we're here also. My scriptures, Acts 2:42 and 47, tells us that when we assemble, as I just stated, we are here to worship God. There are five acts of worship. Paul mentioned, Luke penned four of those in Acts 2:42. We've done those that the Lord says that we, the apostles' doctrine, that's teaching from the word of God I'm doing this morning. Fellowship, the word means to share. We're giving back to God what God has blessed us with in our earnings. Also, taking the Lord's Supper, our mind go back to what Christ suffered for us on the cross. We talked about that on last week, that we also have to die. Amen? And then we talked about prayer. And then he said, and praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You're here this morning and you're not a Christian. We don't want you to leave that way. As our young brother did on last week, he's up in Prairie View. Brother Ray Robinette spoke with him on yesterday. The good thing about a young man, when I called him to talk to him, he texted me and said, Brother Stroud, I'm at work. Yeah, young men need to know how to work. Yeah, keep a job. And I mean, it's commendable. A young person in college and they're still working and trying to serve. And he called me back and we talked to him. And I said, what I want you to do, go to Prairie View this morning. Let them know that you got baptized here at Highland Heights and that you want to be a faithful member there. It's important that we take time to keep up with our babes in Christ. Amen? Know where they are. Talk to them. That's my responsibility. So I spoke to him on last week. He's there worshiping the Lord. If the Lord say the same, he's there this morning worshiping God. But on this morning, I want to look at, we talked about, and I'll need some beautiful signs. Amen? Yeah. Beautiful sign. Boy, that looked good. Serving more in 2024. Yeah, the Hebrew writer said, serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. That's our theme, amen. For those that participate, our theme for the year. That's our color scheme for the year. Serve God, 2024. So I want to start in the Philippian letter. Paul may have loved the Philippians, it seemed in his writing, more than possibly other congregations. That's an opinionated statement. And I say that because of the writing. You see the love he talks about to them. Love, love, love. And so I want to say that involved in that, and I want you, I thank Sister Williams for putting it in the bulletin. I want you to be mindful, and it's in your bulletin, that in each chapter, Paul wanted the Philippians to know about Jesus Christ. So, as we look at the lesson, understand it as I'm going through chapter 1. Chapter 1 has as a theme, Christ is our life. Yeah. We get to chapter 2, he's going to talk about Christ being our example. Chapter 1, Paul said in verse 21, for me to live is Christ. Yeah, talked about that last week. Paul said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. So I wanted for us to focus in on Christ being our life. Chapter 2, Paul said that Christ is our example. He said in verse 5, chapter 2, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Chapter 3, Paul said that Christ is our hope. In verse number 8, he said, in that verse, I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but done that I might win Christ. Christ is our hope. And then in chapter 4, Paul, including, if you call it a chapter there, the theme in that chapter is Christ is our strength and our source of supply. He said in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. So I want us to focus on the fact that it's about Christ. And as I said on last week, the more Horace Stroud dies to those carnal desires that are in me, the more Christ can live. Yeah. It's about Christ. So I want to begin this morning looking at my subject title, come from, thank you, brother, for reading. Paul wrote to them, and this was a prayer of his, we'll see it in the text, that love, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge. Let me see. Fulfilling this subject title is required for anyone to go to heaven. None of us can go to heaven if we don't grow more and more in knowledge. Amen, somebody. Yeah, yeah. This is a requirement. But let's see what Paul said in the text. Paul began by saying, or writing, he said, Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. Now, servant, by definition, so see the connection here. Servant, one definition is one who is bound in a relationship to his master for life. Those that are Christian, we are bound to Christ for life. That he or she voluntarily serves faithfully and joyfully. Those of us that serve, we need to serve faithfully, but there ought to be some joy in your service. Yeah. If I'm doing something and I'm mad and I'm angry and I don't want to do it, don't do it. If you give into the Lord and you really don't want to give, keep that money in your pocket. Because God said he loves a cheerful. Yeah. I'm just thankful that God has blessed me enough to give back to him. Yeah. So Paul said the word bishops, also the word elders, but when he talked about bishop, he was speaking those are elders because the word bishop carries with a definition of an overseer, and that means to look or to watch over. A person who watches and directs the work of other people in order that a job is done. So we need, as I said before, we need men here at Highland Heights. We're not fully organized. We go to heaven not being organized, but we're not fully organized as a congregation until we have elders and deacons. It's my responsibility, and I've taught those things in Titus, I've taught those things in Timothy, I've given the characteristic for those men that now we need men that desire first and then grow to meet the qualification. I may not have them all when I start, but I have to develop them. Again, it's just like sports we saw. We saw, y'all should have seen C.J. Stroud last night, amen? Yeah. Yeah, y'all saw him last night. Say amen if you can. Yeah, I watch sports too. Yeah, and you know, I saw they showed him sometime warming up. And I don't know if y'all follow, he warms up with a baseball bat. He warms up with a basketball. He does all those things to develop himself. So when he get out on the field and when Nico Collins go down, he can go get him. Yeah. So what I'm saying to us, those men here, you have to develop yourself. Nobody starts off being nothing. Yeah. You don't start off playing football. Everybody born a baby. But you develop yourself. So God has given those characteristics that those men that desire to be elders, those men desire to be deacons, you can now develop yourself. So we can be fully organized. My responsibility is to preach the word of God. But now let me say this while I'm here. I knew what I signed up for when I signed up for this ministry. I know we don't have elders, we have deacons. I know those responsibilities still got to be taken care of. Until we get those people, I know what I got to do. Would I love to have elders and deacons to deal with some of the things you have to deal with? Yes. However, while we don't, we still got to do the work. I can't go home complaining. But Sister Al, it's too much work. No, you knew what you signed up for. Go get it. Get up out of here. Preacher's wife ain't just no movie. You need a wife that know what the characteristics are. You need some wife to say, no, you need to go do this. Yeah, but what about no, you need to go do this. And I'm saying this here, phone calls don't come at a convenient time. They come when they come. And as a minister, I have to respond in love to every member here. There's nobody where there's, be careful when we do that. You know, sometimes we ain't careful. Sometimes we have big funerals and little funerals. Those people are not popular. You come here, you can't find nobody in the building to that funeral. Then somebody who we think is popular, you can't get people, can't get enough room in here. Be careful with that. You got to love everybody and love them the same. Now, that don't mean you don't have a closer relationship with other people. Jesus had three that was closer to him. But he loved, John 13 tell me he loved all of them to the end. Even though he knew Judas was going to hate on him, he knew Judas was going to sell him out. The Bible says he loved him to the end. That's the responsibility. I'm talking to every member here. Brother Stroud included. We have to grow to love everybody. To those people that I may not care for, I got to work on myself. I have to work on me. It's not how you respond to me, it's how I respond to you, and I'm supposed to do it in love. I'm going to talk about love. I'm going to give a definition for love. We had a brother that I think, Brother Kyle Butt, I'm going to say his name now. He gave what I think probably is the best definition of biblical love that I've seen. And we've had Kyle Butt, got to know him. He's been on our nationwide gospel call. You know, you can get information from other people. Amen? Yeah, he gave a definition of love. I'm going to show it to you. And mothers ought to have this type of love. Many of them do. I'm going to show it in the Word of God. Amen? So Paul said they were, him and Timothy were both servants of Jesus Christ. That's important. And I'm saying to each of us, if you're not in, now we can serve individually, and we have to do that, but also we have the congregation set up that we serve also through ministries. So it's important that if I'm faithful and if I'm cooperative and obedient, then I want to serve however I can serve in a ministry. If you have not, you need to do that. Let's try. I want to sign up for this ministry. Get with me and we'll do that. Amen? Paul said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said grace. Grace is favor that is not deserved. Whenever God does for us that we don't, none of us deserve it. But when we get it, that's grace. Then he said, peace. Peace is to be free from agitation with calmness. Who is one that is in a right relationship with God. See, sometimes you'll get to a point in your life, hopefully we get there, that you stop letting stuff agitate you. Yeah. And you know, some of us, we all have, and some of it is in our family. We got family members that agitate us. Not maybe not y'all, but I got family that to me. Yeah. They can cause you agitation. You know when they come around, you'll say, oh boy. Yeah, you say it. Oh, not now. And then when they ring the doorbell, you kind of say, Mom, do I have to answer? Yes, Brother Stroud, you got to answer. Okay. Yeah, but what I'm saying, you get to a point in your life where you stop letting people agitate you. Yeah. Why is that? That's because of the relationship you have with God. That's peace. Yeah. The Christian that is obedient to the word of God are at peace with God. You know, sometimes when you're doing well and you're doing right, it seems like nothing's able to what? Bother you. Yeah. So peace with God, or having peace, comes from me just doing the will of God. That's it. I'm going to serve God. And that's why Paul said, he said, grace and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I'm saying to Christians, that's the goal. We want to strive that God will show us favor. Sometimes people are traveling, I'll tell them, I pray for you that God will show you favor. That's grace. God will show you favor. Yeah. But now, we get that peace from our relationship with God. Paul said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. I talked about last week that in our studying that we got Paul say keep in memory. Yeah, it takes effort to remember stuff. You got to remember the word of God in your heart, right, that I might not sin against thee. That's what David said. That word of God have I kept. I don't have to be able to quote scripture, but I got to know what the word of God says that I can apply to my life. And Paul said, every remembrance I have of you. He said, always, notice he said, in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy. Paul said, I got you guys. Notice what I said. That's why he said in Philippians 2. He said, always in every prayer of mine, he said, for you, I'm making requests for joy. Yeah, joy is a happiness in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to say this here. Joy ain't based on situation and circumstances. Because yeah, some of us, we happy as long as things going well. Yeah. When we're healthy. Yeah. But understand this here. As we get older, you're going to start facing challenges. Yeah, I had to go to the doctor last week. Yeah. Some stuff started happening to Brother Stroud. Yeah, it did. Yeah. Stuff started happening. And then you got to go to the doctor. Yeah. And then he got, you know, they want tests now. Yeah, they want a test thing. Yeah, they would give you a test. Mr. Howard, I want you to go do this. And then I said, okay, I'm going to follow instructions. I'm going to do what the doctor say. And understand this here. I'm talking to all of us too. And if the doctor come back with some bad results, guess what? Still got to deal with it. He come back and he said, Mr. Stroud, this is happening to you, and we got to do this here. Okay, doc. Yeah. Is it that bad? Will I wake up in the morning? Will Sister Stroud be pulling out that policy? Will she be saying, okay? Yeah. No, but I'm just saying with us, what I'm sharing with us is that my joy ain't based on situation and circumstances. My joy is because I'm in Christ. Amen. So if you're here this morning, you can never have the joy that I have or the Christian have because you're not in Christ. Yeah, Paul said that. He said, for your fellowship in the gospel, from the first day until now. Paul, the word fellowship again means to be a partaker. in this text. It's a partnership. Paul said, I'm talking about the relationship that we had. Paul said, y'all had with me from the very first day until right now. And I'm saying this to this congregation that was in Philippi, they were in a partnership in the gospel with the Apostle Paul. We need every member here to be in a partnership with me regarding this gospel. We got to get it out to the world. We got to get it to our friends. We got to get it to our relatives. Yeah. And while I'm crossing the surface, Saturday, we're going to have an opportunity. And I'm saying to all of us, bring your friends. Bring your relatives. Yeah, bring them so they can see what a Christian life is about. Yeah, we play dominoes. We play cards. We enjoy ourselves too. But we also serve God. Yeah. So you don't want people to think that we're so stoic, we don't enjoy ourselves. Yes, we enjoy ourselves. But we had, our brother that obeyed the Lord, came to a fellowship, enjoyed himself with us, came to worship with us, went to VIP class. Next thing you know, he's a Christian because of that. So we have a fellowship, and anyone obey the Lord, or we plant the seed in their heart to come back to worship with us and obey the Lord, then that everything we do, Highland Heights, ought to have an evangelistic element in it. Let me say this. All ministries. Sisters, when you guys go to go see your movie, invite those who are not Christians also so they can see how you all as Christians enjoy yourselves. They need to see us. Paul said that we are epistles known and read of all men. Yeah, people are watching our lives. People are watching our lives and what we do in the Lord. So Paul said that to those that were Christians. Yeah, let me go back to my text. Yeah, said that. Yeah, we're known and read by all men. And so again, Paul was walking through this relationship he had with those that were Christians. Then he tells them in verse number 6, let me get there, notes here. He said, being confident of this very thing. Paul said, I'm confident that he which has began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yeah, the word confident means Paul said we can accomplish something. You can be successful. We can be successful in the works that we put our minds to do. We got to put our minds to do. I'm going to give my flowers out to my, one of our secretaries today. My other one worked with me often. But Sister Danette shared something with me when we was doing, y'all see those hand signs right there? Sister Nett told me something, and I said, Sister Nett, you gave me a scripture. And Ecclesiastes, she pulled that scripture out for me. And Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, and that's where it applies to this text. Solomon wrote, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. That there be no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave, whether I go. He said, what he was telling us that you got to do stuff while you're living. Yeah. So whatever your hands can do, whatever we can do for the Lord. Paul said in verse 6 is that whatever you do, Solomon said, do it all your might. But what Paul was saying to them is that he said, I know that the work that God has started here at Highland Heights, he can keep it going till the end. But we got to have our hands in there. Yeah, you got to want to work. And as we studied in Nehemiah, you got to have a mind to work. Yeah. Every member at Highland Heights, whatever you can do. Brother Stroud, I can't do this. What can you do? Well, I can call people. Call people. Call people. And I'm going on record now. We got a cold coming through. We got many of our members are old. Call and check on each other. Yeah. Call and check on each other. Text each other. How you doing? How's it going? Because Tuesday is coming. God says you're going to have cold. So what we do, we check on one another. While I'm there, I'm thinking Brother Pete. Yeah, I get flowers while I'm up here. Yeah, Brother Pete. Say, brothers.
Yeah, Pete, very brothers, I got something to say.
Come on, Pete.
We need to take care of this building. We don't want to happen what happened last time. So we need to make sure we blow out all the water. We make sure that the pipes don't bust. Then we're going to,
thank you, Pete. Yeah. I'm saying, understand this here. Everybody can work in this congregation. Just find out what you are good at and what you have a passion for. Pete's going to take care of this building. James Taylor, they're going to take care of this building. They're going to work. They're going to do that. Yeah. Sometimes we have Brother Miles, sometimes work too much for this building. Yeah, I say it. I'm saying it. Too much for this building. Those brothers that signed up for these ministries to be co-leaders in those ministries. Brother Miles is leading 3 ministries. Co-leads, we need you to take some of that work off of him. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I'm saying it. Yeah. Brother Miles, what you doing? Well, I got to do this. Brother Miles, I'll take care of that. I'm one of the co-leads. I got to do this. Yeah. We need to be working like our sisters work in you have to, when it comes to meals and serving, we got a crew here. We got an edification crew. And they roll. Yeah. Vendetta in the crew. You're going to get it done. Yeah, don't matter. Whether it's VBS, whether it's serving, fulfilling, repast, you got people that love the Lord. And they servants for the Lord. Yeah. I'm just identifying as I'm going through. I'm just identifying people that I know that's doing stuff. Yeah. Well, he didn't call my name. Well, I don't have to call nobody name. Yeah. Because God knows what you're doing. Yeah. You got to say, well, he didn't call my name. He goes, no, I don't. If I didn't, you know what you're doing. And more important, God knows what you're doing. If don't nobody know what you're doing but you and God, that's all they need to know. Why you say that? Because Jesus said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand doing. Yeah. You know, some of us, we want to do something for somebody, we want everybody to see it. You know. Excuse me, brothers. I'm giving this brother some money. Okay. Can you take a picture? Yeah. Jesus said that. Yeah. Jesus said that. You should go scripture for people. I don't like to say stuff and don't give scripture for something what Jesus said. Yeah. And that's Matthew 6:3. But when thou doest alms, alms means giving, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Don't do stuff to be seen. That's the point. That's the principle. We do stuff just to serve God. I don't need no accolades. Somebody I give it, fine. But you don't need them because I'm serving God. Amen? Yeah. Let me move from there. Sometimes you just have to just let people know. Sometimes people don't think you are appreciative, but I am. All those that work with me, all that help me, I'm appreciative. My secretaries, I love them. I'm appreciative of them. Yeah. Come on, left hand or right hand. I can't do it without you all. I need that support. Yeah. Since Sister Gulick, Brother Strive, this is it. Yeah. I said, girl, you right. I said, look here. Now, Sister Stride on my right hand, but you know, you on my left hand now. And know what they told me that week? We running you. I said, that's okay. Run me then. Yeah. And then Sister Stride tell me sometimes, she get a little beside herself, say, I'm going to be like Bill Woods. I'm going to keep on using you. I say, what you gonna do, sir? Until I use you up. I say, go on, Sister Stroud, your bad self. Yeah. I say, my friends. Remember Bill would say that? Yeah. They say they want to talk with me. Yeah. Because he just keep on. You know what I just say? Just keep on using me. Until you use me. Yeah. Yeah. Just keep using me. Yeah, I'm just saying, you got to have, now we got to work with each other, amen? Let me get to my text here. Let me see. I'll make sure. Oh, man, my time is getting. Let me get to this text. He said, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I, notice that I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense of the confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers, notice he said, of my grace. Well, Paul was saying to him, notice now, he said, I keep the church in my heart. We ought to keep the church in our hearts. Highland Heights ought to be in our hearts. Paul said, the word bonds means chain. He said, even though I'm in chain, I'm in prison, I'm in chain, he said, again, I'm still standing for the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, and you all are in this thing with me. We are all in this together. Church, we want to blow this congregation up, bring people to worship service. We have shown the VIP class is successful. Yeah, but we got to bring them. Yeah, we got to know that when people come to worship with us, there's going to be love shown here. Ain't no arguing, ain't no bickering. You ain't going to see where people ain't speaking to one another. Yeah, that's carnality. That's childish. I don't speak to her. Why you don't speak to her? You got a mouth, don't you? What you mean, it won't open? Say good morning. Yeah. It don't even matter. Yeah. No, it don't. Yeah. Even when you say, hold on, brother. What do you mean? Can you just take that knife a little bit out of my back? Yeah, because I mean, I'm trying to breathe. Can you pull that knife a little bit out of my back? Yeah. Yeah. OJ said you got some backstabbers. Smiling in your face. They want to take your place. Yeah. I know all y'all ain't been baptized every day. Y'all know what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm just saying. But even those, remember, Judas was a backstabber. Yeah. But Jesus loved him to the end. That's where we grow at. He said, for God is my record, how greatly I longed after you in all the bowels of Jesus Christ. Paul said, the word record means my witness. Paul said, God is my witness. He said, how greatly I longed. In other words, Paul said, I'm in prison right now, but God know how I want to be with y'all. Yeah. Yeah. I love this congregation. I greatly desire and love to be here doing what I'm doing for this congregation. Love it. Love it. And God know it. God know it. God know it. He sees what I'm doing for him. But then Paul said, I get to my subject title here. Notice now it was a prayer. He said, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge. Yeah. More and more in knowledge. You know, Hosea, let me just get my words down here this morning. He said in Hosea 4 and 6, God said through Hosea, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Yeah. That's why I'm saying you can't go to heaven without knowledge. God said, Hosea 4 said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Yeah. And God said, because you reject knowledge, I'm going to reject you. But that love, Paul said, we ought to have that love. And I want to say this love that I'm talking about is a love that mothers ought to have for their children. This type of love. I want us to see this type of love. Again, I said, Brother Kyle Butt, I want to give him credit. I talked to him, he did our gospel call once, but he gave a definition of love, agape love. I think it's the best that I have seen.
He defined it like this. Know what he said?
Love is doing what is spiritually best for others, regardless of what it costs, whether they deserve it or not. Yeah, get that. Get that. Notice what it said. Mothers do what's best for their children. It don't matter what it costs. And you do it for them, whether they deserve it or not. Because you'll have children that don't. And sometimes it costs you more than what you was expecting to give. Now, but I want y'all to see this now. Now, as y'all see that definition, you ought to see Jesus in the definition. God so loved the world. God did what was spiritually best for us. It cost him his only begotten son. We didn't deserve it. So we ought to have that love for other people. Yeah. That we do things, we do what, and sometimes, let me say this as a preacher, sometimes I may have to make decisions regarding you, but it's spiritually best for you. I don't think, because I have to understand from the Word of God what is spiritually best for you. That makes sense? Yeah. And I'm saying mothers do it. You have children, they don't deserve it. You know they don't. And you do more because you have the type of love that God is talking about. Right. When we develop that and we start doing things that's spiritually best for other people, this church will blow up. Yeah. And I'm not necessarily talking about numerically. Understand this here. When it comes to numbers, God gives the increase, not us. Our responsibility is to bring people to hear the gospel. But we can always grow spiritually. That's love. That's it. Agape. Love. Not filial. Agape. Yeah. Filial means brother. That's why you call Philadelphia the city of brotherly love. No, he's talking about that friendship love. God's talking about that agape love, that love that will do what's spiritually best for another person. Amen? And then he said, not only that we grow that love, I just wanted to define that word love so we go, that's not what Paul was saying, that love that we have may grow more and more. But I want us to understand what the love that I'm talking about. Again, this is what Christ did for each of us by suffering, being crucified on the cross. Jesus showed that type of love. But also Paul said, not only growing knowledge, but also in judgment. What is judgment? Judgment is the ability to readily recognize that which is morally and spiritually right or proper. See, we have to grow in the Word of God that you recognize. When you go to worship service and you see stuff that is not biblical, you got to recognize. When they're boom booming and bassing and all that old kind of stuff. Yeah. You have to you don't have no what they call a team, praise team. No, you got to recognize that. Yeah. And then when someone brings scripture and I want to be studied enough that I recognize. That's not right. That's not right. That's what Paul, that was his prayer now, that you grow in knowledge and in judgment, being able to, the Apostle Paul's prayer is that their love for the Word of God will grow to the level that they will know what is biblically right. So we got to study the Bible and then question people. Y'all did a class on is Christmas biblical? Yeah, you got to be able to answer that.
You should be able to answer that and know what the Bible teaches on that. You don't cringe over and say, what about Christmas? What about Christmas? And you go, well, no, you need to know. That's why I did the subject. So people ask any question. Yeah, ask me any question you want. And it's my responsibility to respond, book, chapter, and verse. Now, maybe somebody have to, hold on, so that was a good question. Let me go study on that again. But I'm going to try to be studied up so you can ask me any question you want to. Yeah.
No, and we got to be careful. We don't make something a sin because we don't like it. You know, sometimes we do that sometimes. Right. We don't like something. Man, that's sin. No, that's wrong. No, where's your Bible? Yeah, when did you write the Bible? Yeah. Well, if it's sin, show me book, chapter, and verse. Yeah, I'm making people wrong because I don't care for it. No. Give me Bible. Yeah, 1 John 3:4. The transgression of God's law is sin. It ain't sin because I think it's sin. It's sin because it's against the will of God. Yeah, how do you sin? You sin by omission or commission? Yeah. Sin either way. I can sin by not doing something. Or I can sin by doing what I'm not supposed to do. Yeah. Let me get to a close here. My time? Oh, yeah, it's time, Brother Stroud. Time, Brother Stroud. Yeah. Hopefully you guys enjoying the word of God this morning. Yeah. Two more verses. Paul said, notice what he said. He said that. And like I said to the church, anytime you see the word that, whatever's behind it is a responsibility. Whenever you read the word of God, look at it. When you see the word that, whatever's behind it, that's what God is asking you to do. Anytime you read the word of God, that. You may approve the things that are excellent. That, notice that word that again. That you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Jesus Christ. Paul was telling them the word approve means to test. Paul said that you may test the thing. The word excellent means the things that are different from error. He said that you may be sincere and without offense. Christians are to test those things with the word of God. This is how one shows their sincerity to God. No, Paul told the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, he said, prove all. Yeah, you prove it with the word of God. Yeah, prove it. Paul said, test it, that you may approve those things which are excellent. He said, you do it through your sincerity in serving God. My last verse. He said that. I'm going to say time to hear. He said, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Paul said to him that you may be filled with fruit. Notice the thing, you doing right, you showing kindness. All them fruits that Paul told the Galatian church about. Paul said these things are supposed to be a part of us. Yeah, in Galatians 5:22, I'll just read it. But the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits. This, because all of these are supposed to be a part of me. But the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit gave us the word that we can love. We can have joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against such, there is no law. There's no law against loving nobody. There's no law against being gentle to people. There's no law against being good to people. There's no law in showing self-control. There ain't no law against it. Those are the fruits of righteousness that Paul talked about. He said, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Excuse me. And as I close, he said in Ephesians 3:21, Paul said this about glory to God. He said, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. So understand this here. The only way we can praise and give glory to God is in the church. Nobody can do it outside. I don't care, no matter what somebody's doing outside, if they're not in the church, they are not getting praise and glory from God. Because it has to be done. He said, unto God be glory in the church. Yeah. So if you're here this morning, I'm going to say this. We, Highland Heights, are here to offer glory and praise to God in the church. And I want to encourage us that we get on fire for the Lord. And we want to do those things that we find. As Paul said, that your love may abound more and more. We want to grow in the Word of God. We want to study the Word of God. But most importantly, once I learn what God said, I got to make application in my life. I got to apply those things. So you're here this morning and you're not a Christian. You understand that you want to be a Christian. You want to be a child of God. No one is saved from their past sin until they are added to the church. How does one get added to the church? Well, there's five acts that the Lord says. Number one, one must hear the gospel. You're in the audience this morning, you got to hear the gospel. The gospel, three facts, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Then they buried him in a tomb. He suffered on that cross and died. He didn't just die, he suffered. 6 hours with nails in his hands and his feet. He died on that cross. They brought him down, put him in a tomb. 3 days later, he rose again, never to die again. You have to believe that, according to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. You have to hear it, you have to believe it. Then you have to repent of your sin. What do you repentance mean? The life you've been living, no matter what you've been doing, you've been living away from God. You got to turn to Christ. So you'll come down here and you say, I repent of my sin. Then you'll make the confession that we find in Acts 8:37. When the eunuch wanted to be baptized, he made the statement, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You must make that statement. And once you make that statement, the fifth act is to simply be water baptized for the forgiveness of all your past sins. Then the Lord, not man, the Lord would add you to the only church that's in the Bible, the Church of Christ. There's someone today that would like to obey the Lord, or you want to respond to the message in any way you choose. We bid you to come, and together we stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.
His Son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. Anyone want to respond? Then die to buy my. I can pray tomorrow.